And we're back good at 922. We'd bring Rob Hackler in. Rob, are you with us there in the COVID studios down in Plymouth and probably in some basement part of your house? I hope it's warm.
Yes. I'm way down here in the COVID studio, Larry, and it's good to be here on the broadcast, and it's time now for our Pause in Clause segment. We do it every Tuesday at this time on WHED, sponsored by our good friends at the Clean Team. Even the best pets can't clean up their own mess. Call the Clean Team to take care of all those catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. TheCleanTeam.net. TheCleanTeam.net. And this is great, Larry. We're going to be doing now in 2024 is on the second Tuesday of every month. We're going to bring on one of the great team members from the great group at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists, CapeCodVetSpecialists.com, CCVS. And so to kind of start things off here, we're going to be getting to talk to some of the great team members, including a name we have talked to in the past. Dr. Kira Berg is with us. She is a zoo exotics veterinary specialist. Dr. Kira Berg has been with us on in the past. We've had her on our Paws and Claws segment, and she's really just a talented and just a wealth of knowledge, and we wanted to have her back on the radio, and for some reason she agreed. Dr. Berg, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, good morning and welcome. Great to have you on WATD in 2024.
Yeah, good morning. Happy New Year. I'm really happy to be back.
Yeah, so this will be fun. So we're going to do this on the second, as I mentioned, second Tuesday of every month as we kind of rotate through some of our pet and animal experts. So this might be a good time. Dr. Berg, I know we didn't really have time to talk about what topic you were going to discuss for the week. So why don't you tell us a little bit about maybe your background for the new listeners? Tell us about yourself, and then we'll get into we'll talk about something that you want.
Yeah, that sounds great. So for some background, I am a Mass native. I have been all over the country for the past 13 years for veterinary school internships, residency, followed by my specialty examination. So I am considered a board-certified specialist in zoological medicine. So I've obviously done quite a bit to make sure that, you know, my education is as best as I could possibly make it. I am now the only specialist in Cape Cod, as well as in the South Shore area for Massachusetts. It's a great honor to be able to start a service in Cape Cod for the exotics at this hospital, where we have, you know, all the bells and whistles that we would really need, so like CT, endoscopy, everything that I would need to be able to provide not only premier primary care, but really advanced referral care, which hasn't been available in the Cape before. And then just a little bit in going into what Rob was talking about, I'm going to be on every other month. And then what's super cool this year is that we have a veterinary technician specialist in exotics, and she is one of 15 in the country right now and one of only two in the state of Massachusetts. So she is a phenomenal resource when it comes to exotics, and she's also going to be talking. So we're super excited to have her. Her name is Lorelei, and she's one of the technicians I work with every day.
Oh, that's great.
So super, super special. And then today I was hoping to talk about rabbit hemorrhagic disease virus.
Oh, okay. It sounds like a mouthful. Okay, fill us in.
Yeah. So that obviously gets shortened to RHDV. And while we were, as humans, going through the COVID pandemic, unfortunately, there was a pandemic in rabbits that was also happening, and it started in Europe and Asia and unfortunately did make its way over to North America, affecting Mexico and the Southwest first, spreading up California into Oregon and Washington. And basically the best way that I can describe it to everyone to really understand the severity of this disease is that it is the Ebola of infections in rabbits, and it spreads very, very rapidly. It has an 89% mortality rate or higher when it comes to domestic rabbits as well as wild rabbits. The way that it gets spread is every route of transmission possible, so fecal-oral, so if the bunny ingests poop or touches nasal, nose-to-nose transmission, it's aerosolized, so it's in the air. And then also many rabbits have become infected because, actually, it's really sad, owners walking on the streets somehow pick up this viral pathogen and transmit it on their shoes or in their clothes and then bring it home.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really terrible, really terrible virus that unfortunately is, you know, not going to be cause for happy discussion today, but is really important that everyone is aware that this is an actively ongoing infection in the United States.
Sure. Well, Dr. Berg, I mean, you mentioned obviously, so this would affect wild and domestic rabbits. When people generally have rabbits as pets, in most instances, not always, typically there'll be more than one. So I would imagine that could be a concern if you mentioned this is spread so easily. Most times rabbits are in groups, right?
Yes. Yeah, they are actually social. They do better in at least pairs. So you're right that hopefully most households are going to have more than one bunny, but that does mean that if one gets sick, there is a very, very high likelihood of the other one getting sick. And again, unfortunately, the mortality rate is so high that there's high risk of losing both bunnies. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what advice would you have for people that are listening this morning that are bunny owners that, you know, that want to avoid, you know, just taking some steps maybe just to slow this thing down or avoid it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the good news is that so far it has not been documented in Massachusetts, but it has been documented in surrounding states a couple years ago, but still the concern is always there. So making sure that, you know, if you have pet bunnies, try to really, and if you work in a wildlife rehab setting, you have to make sure that we're being as separate as possible between clothes and showering, between, you know, working with wildlife and then going to be with your pet bunnies, trying to not bring your bunnies to rabbit shows or rabbit breeders, and certainly making sure that your vet is, you know, aware that you have bunnies and that you're concerned about this. So being as careful as possible when it comes to protecting your rabbits and the environment that you have at home. The good news that I can share with everyone is that Massachusetts has recently approved the use of the only USDA-approved vaccine for rabbits. And so that is available in Massachusetts now, not at many clinics yet, because we're just now, you know, getting out the approval. So, you know, hospitals are ordering it. We do have that vaccine available at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. And so be on the lookout for a couple of vaccine clinics that we're going to be coordinating for South Shore Cape area. But certainly there is a vaccine available. So definitely talk to your vet about that. There's an initial vaccine, and then 3 weeks later, a booster to be protective.
All right. Good advice and good information and important information to get out, certainly. And that's why Dr. Berg is going to be with us every other month. And, of course, on the second Tuesday of every month as we go into 2024, we'll be talking to the great team members at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists, joining us in part of our rotation of experts on paws and claws. Dr. Kira Berg is a zoo exotics veterinary specialist. Dr. Berg, thank you for coming on the program today, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I hope you feel better.
Oh, thank you.